Want to know where you can find everything that you need for spring and feel good about getting it? At Ross. You'll find huge deals on the latest spring trends, because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit and more. You don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. We're talking about saving on your favorite brands for the whole family. Host a family outside with great deals on melamine dishes, pitchers, and more. And Ross is a great place to shop, supporting communities by raising $4.1 million with customers for Boys and Girls Clubs of America's after school program. So what are you waiting for? Say yes or less at Ross.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
To whoever this may impact, sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us where we're really meant to be. Sometimes change feels like loss, transformation is scary, and sometimes to discover the best versions of ourselves, we must let go of absolutely everything that's holding us down. Welcome to I Missed Me, your new safe space. I'm excited to form a part of your healing journey. If you've ever wondered what manifesting actually means, how it works, or if there's any truth behind it, think of this episode as Manifestation for Dummies. What is manifesting? At its core, manifesting is the practice of using your thoughts, emotions, and actions to bring something you desire into your life. It is about aligning your mindset and energy with your goals so that you can create opportunities and take steps towards them. Manifesting sometimes gets a bad reputation because some people think that it's just wishful thinking, like sitting on your couch, visualizing a pile of money, and waiting for it to happen. That's not manifesting. Manifesting is actively shifting your mindset, clarifying your desires, and taking inspired action to make them a reality. Ultimately, manifestation is a psychological principle called the reticular activating system, or RAS. This is a network of neurons in your brain that filters information. Your RAS determines what you focus on and what you ignore. For example, have you ever decided to buy a specific car and suddenly you start seeing that car everywhere? That's your RAS working. It's filtering your reality to align with what you've told your brain is important. When you focus on a goal, whether it's a dream job, financial success, or improved relationships, you activate your RAS. It starts looking for opportunities, connections, and ideas that align with that goal. Manifestation also ties into the concept of neuroplasticity, which is your brain's ability to rewire itself. When you repeatedly think about a goal and visualize achieving it, you're literally creating new neural pathways. Over time, this rewiring makes it easier for you to believe and work towards that goal. Emotions are powerful motivators. Positive emotions like excitement, gratitude, and joy signal your brain to release chemicals like dopamine and serotonin, which enhance focus, creativity, and problem solving. Fuels the action needed to manifest your desires. Manifesting isn't a bypass to hard work or ignoring challenges, and it is not about thinking happy thoughts and hoping everything magically falls into place. Wishful thinking is passive, manifesting is intentional, and it combines mental focus, emotional alignment, and deliberate action. Manifesting is about nurturing your goals and staying consistent in your efforts. Get clear on what you want. You can't manifest something if you're unclear of what it is. Be specific. And instead of saying, I want to be happy, try something like, I want to find a job I love, to then be happy. The clearer your goal, the easier it is to focus on it. Visualize it. Visualization isn't just about daydreaming, but it is a technique backed by neuroscience. Spend a few minutes each day imagining what it would feel like to achieve your goal. What would your life look like? How would you feel? This primes your brain to look for opportunities that match that vision. Feel the emotion. Emotions amplify your manifesting power. If you're visualizing success, but feeling doubt or fear, you're sending mixed signals to the brain. Focus on gratitude, excitement, and confidence as if your goal has already happened. And take inspired action. Manifesting isn't just thinking, it's doing. Ask yourself, what's one small step I can take today towards my goal? And then do it. Action creates momentum, and momentum attracts opportunities. Let go of the how. One of the biggest mistakes people make is obsessing over how their goal is going to happen. Focus on the what and the why, and trust the process. Be open to unexpected paths or opportunities. Practice gratitude. Gratitude shifts your mindset from lack to abundance. When you're grateful for what you have, you attract more of what you want. Write down 3 things you're grateful for every single day, because this simple habit has a great impact. Manifesting is not all about positive thinking. Positive thinking helps, but it's not the whole story. You also need clarity, action, and consistency. Not because it's not happening quick means it's not happening. Manifestation takes time. Sometimes, the process of manifesting reveals lessons or paths you didn't expect. So trust the journey. Manifesting doesn't mean you'll never fail. Failure is part of growth. And every setback is an opportunity to learn, to pivot, and to try again. Manifesting isn't about magic. It's about mindset, focus, and action. It's about taking control of your thoughts, aligning your emotions with your goals, and trusting that with effort and intention, you can create the life you desire. Your subconscious mind plays a huge role in manifesting. While your conscious mind sets the goal, your subconscious beliefs determine whether you actually believe you can achieve it. Think of your subconscious mind as the autopilot for your brain. It runs 90% of your daily thoughts, habits, and decisions. If your subconscious is carrying limiting beliefs, like I'm not good enough, or I don't deserve success, you might unintentionally sabotage your own efforts. Cognitive dissonance, a phenomenon where your brain resists anything that doesn't align with your internal beliefs. If you're consciously manifesting abundance, but subconsciously believe money is bad or hard to come, your actions will reflect that conflict. Use positive, present tense statements that reinforce your belief in your goal, like I am worthy of success. Picture yourself living your dream, but also tune into how it feels. Emotions help imprint new beliefs in the subconscious. Write down your fears and limiting beliefs. Once they're on paper, challenge them and replace negative beliefs with empowering ones. Whatever you focus on, you amplify. This is backed by the Hebbian theory of learning, which states that neurons fire together and wire together. When you repeatedly think about your goals, you're strengthening the neural pathways associated with those thoughts. Over time, this rewiring makes your brain more adaptable at noticing opportunities and solving problems related to your desires. The brain doesn't distinguish between positive and negative focus. If you're constantly focused on fear, doubt, or lack, you're also strengthening those neural pathways. This is why gratitude and mindfulness are so important, because they shift your focus from what you don't have to what you do, training your brain to look for solutions and abundance. Write down 3 things that went well. This simple practice can retrain your brain to focus on positivity, which directly supports your manifestation efforts. At a quantum level, everything in the universe is made of energy, including you. The law of vibration states that everything vibrates at a certain frequency. When you manifest, you're essentially aligning your thoughts, emotions, and actions with the frequency of what you desire. If you want to manifest love, but your thoughts are rooted in self-doubt or fear, your vibration won't match the love you seek. To manifest effectively, you need to shift your vibration to align with what you want. This is where practices like meditation, gratitude, and self-care come in. They raise your vibration, making it easier to attract what you desire. This doesn't necessarily mean that things will happen instantly, but it does mean that by aligning your energy, you'll be more attuned to opportunities and motivated to take action. Manifestation takes time. Impatience can create resistance, which blocks progress. So remember, it's not just about the destination, but it is about who you become in the process. Fear often holds people back, but failure isn't the end. It is a feedback. Treat setbacks as lessons and adjust your approach rather than giving up. It's easy to get discouraged when you see someone else achieving what you want, but comparison only lowers your vibration. Stay focused on your journey and trust your timing. Manifesting requires consistency. Visualizing once a month won't cut it. Build up daily habits like a morning gratitude practice or a 5-minute visualization session to keep your goals front and centered. Imagine yourself 5 or 10 years from now, living the life you desire. What decisions did the version of you make to get there? How do they carry themselves? Start embodying these traits now. Write a detailed story about your life as if you already achieved your goals. For example, I wake up every morning feeling excited about my work, knowing I'm making an impact. This helps you feel the energy of success in the present moment. Combine mindfulness with your manifestation practice. Focus on being fully present while visualizing and affirming. These deepens the emotional and energetic impact of your practice. Choose a small object, a stone, a bracelet, a keychain, that symbolizes your goal. Carry it with you, and every time you see it or touch it, reconnect with your intention. One of the hardest parts of manifesting is trusting the process. There will be times when your goals feel far away or when obstacles arise. Challenges often serve a purpose. They help you grow, clarify your desires, and prepare you for what's come. When doubt creeps in, remind yourself, you don't have to know exactly how your dream will unfold. Your job is to stay aligned, take inspired action, and remain open to possibilities. Manifesting isn't a one-time event. It is a way of life. It is about continually aligning your thoughts, emotions, and actions with your vision. Pick one goal. Use the techniques we've discussed today and commit to practicing them daily. Pay attention to what shifts in your mindset, energy, and reality. With love, Mafe. Besties, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with anyone that might need to listen. Don't forget that we have a membership, where as soon as you sign up, you will receive an I Missed Me hoodie. Plus, you have access to an exclusive episode every single month, printable activities, meditations, monthly challenges, PDF guides, and behind-the-scenes content. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media, I Missed Me Podcast, on Instagram and TikTok, and subscribe to I Missed Me's YouTube channel, I Missed Me Podcast. I will see you guys on our next episode.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.